You're listening to You Found Health Radio, episode 152. Today, we're peeling back the layers on one of the most complex and frequently misdiagnosed conditions in modern medicine, mast cell activation syndrome. If you feel like you're allergic to the world or your body is in a constant state of high alert, this episode is for you. And now, your host, functional medicine and environmental health expert, Dr. James Roman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am really glad you're tuning in today because we are tackling a topic that is frankly exploding in the clinical world, but it is leaving both patients and many doctors completely baffled. We're talking about mast cell activation syndrome, or MCAS. In my practice at Foundational Health, I see a specific type of patient, the mystery patient. They've seen five specialists. They have symptoms in their gut, their skin, and their brain. They've been told it's just stress or standard allergies, but the antihistamines aren't working, and their world is getting smaller because they're becoming afraid of what they eat, what they smell, and even the temperature of the room. Today, I want to break this down into three clear segments: what this syndrome actually is, how it gets turned on in the first place, and most importantly, how we address it using our unique brain-based and functional medicine approach. Part one, what exactly is mast cell activation syndrome? To understand MCAS, you first have to understand the mast cell. Think of mast cells as the security guards of your immune system. They live in the borders of your body, your skin, your gut lining, and your respiratory tract. Anywhere the outside world meets your inside world, and their job is to stand watch. When they see a virus, a parasite, or a toxin, they degranulate, and that's a fancy way of saying they pop like a balloon and spray out over 200 different chemical messengers, including histamine, to call for backup and protect you. And now, in a healthy person, the security guards sees a threat, sounds the alarm, the threat is handled, and the guard goes back to sipping coffee. But in mast cell activation syndrome, the security guards have developed PTSD. They are jumpy, they are agitated. Instead of waiting for a real threat like a virus, they start shooting at everything. A change in temperature, fire, a scent of perfume, fire, a slightly high histamine meal, fire. Because these cells are everywhere, the symptoms are everywhere. This is why you might have heart palpitations, cardiovascular, followed by diarrhea, not GI, followed by hives, skin, and ending with a massive migraine or brain fog, neurological. If you feel like your body is a leaky boat and you're constantly plugging holes in different areas, you are likely looking at MCAS. Part two, how does it get activated? The perfect storm. This is the million-dollar question. How did my security guards get so jumpy? People aren't born with MCAS. They usually develop it through what I call the perfect storm. There are three primary igniters I see clinically: the biological igniter, infections, and toxins. Many cases of MCAS are triggered by a significant insult to the immune system. We see this a lot post-COVID or with chronic underlying infections like Lyme or EBV. But since we are here in Florida, we have to talk about mold. Mycotoxins from water-damaged buildings are essentially a constant finger pressing the doorbell of your mast cells. If you live in a moldy environment, your mast cells never get to stand down. Let's talk about the gut and brain connection now. Your gut contains the highest concentration of mast cells in the body. If you have leaky gut, or SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, you have a constant stream of undigested food and bacterial toxins hitting those mast cells. This creates a high alert signal to the brain if you have been under chronic emotional stress or physical trauma. Your limbic system, the emotional and survival center of your brain, stays stuck in fight or flight. The brain sends signals to the immune system saying, "Wadawan, we are under attack." This creates a feedback loop where the brain tells the mast cells to stay active, and the mast cells release chemicals that inflame the brain. Part three, the foundational health approach. So how do we fix it? If you go to a traditional allergist, they will likely give you H1 and H2 blockers like Claritin and Pepcid and tell you to avoid triggers. That's like giving the jumpy security guard a sedative. It might help for a few hours, but it doesn't fix why he's jumpy. At Foundational Health, we use a two-pronged approach, functional medicine and brain-based neuroplasticity. First, we have to stop the assault. We look for the root cause. Are there mycotoxins in your system? Is your gut microbiome a mess? We use a low histamine protocol, not as a forever diet, but as a reset to lower the total bucket of inflammation. We use natural mast cell stabilizers like quercetin or luteolin to help those cells settle down. But here is the secret sauce that most practitioners miss: the brain. If your brain is convinced you are in danger, no amount of supplements will fully heal you. We use neuroplasticity techniques to retrain the limbic system. We want to teach your brain how to move from sympathetic or fight or flight back into parasympathetic, rest and digest. And when the brain finally feels safe, it stops sending the alarm signal to the mast cells. This is how we move from managing symptoms to actually resolving the syndrome. If you are listening to this and you're thinking, and Dr. Roman, you just described my life, I want you to know that there is a reason you feel the way you do. You aren't crazy and your body isn't broken. It's just stuck in a protective loop. And MCAS is a complex beast, but it is a beast that can be tamed when you look at the whole person, the gut, the environment, and the brain. If you want to dive deeper into this, or if you're ready to start your own foundational journey, I invite you to visit us at www.youfoundhealth.com. We have resources there to help you understand your triggers and, more importantly, how to move past them. I'm Dr. James Roman, and thank you for joining me on You Found Health Radio. We'll see you in the next episode.